Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Jim, hang tight. I know you're eager, buddy. We'll get to that story in just a minute. Real quick from CBS News, the average age of moms giving, speaking of the Sperminator, giving birth in the U.S. continues to rise, hitting nearly 30 years old in 2023, according to the CDC. In a report, the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, researchers found the average age of all mothers giving birth in the United States increased from 28.7 in 2016 to 29.6 in 2023.
And we are still at a negative population growth.
Is that right?
Yep. I believe the standard statistic is you needed like 2.1 or 2.2 kids per couple, obviously to repopulate the two people in the couple and then to make up for people who don't have kids.
But is it so bad that maybe we, I mean, there are 8 billion people on this planet.
Right now it's not so bad, but if you apply the trend for the next 100 years of a sudden we're the size of the UK all over the world, that's a problem.
Yeah, it isn't sustainable over the long term. So when you do have babies, what time of year and for which birthdays do you send them to school? The topic's not new for anyone who's ever had to make that decision, especially if you have kids with a July birthday or an August birthday. But the New York Times has a great article over the weekend that says, should boys start kindergarten 1 year later than girls? The idea is known as redshirting. It has its downsides, but proponents say it could help close a persistent gender gap in education. Boys tend to start kindergarten less prepared academically and behaviorally than girls, and it can and does affect their achievement in the long term. To close the gap, one idea already in use by some parents is starting boys an entire year later at age 6, while their girls start at age 5. The practice is known by the sports term redshirting.
Yeah, that very reason.
In education circles, giving children, quote, the gift of time. Now, cutoff dates vary by location, but generally you have to turn 5 by September 1st, right? And then you can send them to kindergarten, right?
Mm-hmm.
The children starting at age 6, statistically, are mostly the boys of wealthier white families born in the summer. So some districts, including New York City, have banned the practice, with exception, in part because those children already tend to be ahead in school and they don't want to contribute to the long existing achievement gap by race and family income.
Okay, I'm not going to steal Jim's point, but Jim, you're going to steal mine. 913-586-7798. Jim in Shawnee. Hello, Jim.
Oh, I feel really special today. I want 2 points if I can.
Yeah.
Well, first one obviously is the sports, which, and I think it's primarily in the wealthier school districts, where every parent thinks that their kid is going to be a superstar or just want to be popular because the parent, their kid's popularity reflects on them, and they want their kid to be the better athletes, which they will be if they're a year older.
But is that true, Jim? Like yeah, if you look at the numbers, the better athletes are the kids that are born earlier in the year that are older.
When they're a junior, they could be a senior. You bet. That extra year helps them a lot. But the other point is, I would be willing to bet that the poorer districts, those parents have to send their kids to school, and they're waiting as soon as they can to get their kids so they don't have to pay for a babysitter anymore. And just like this, they're saying, as the wealthier parents are saying, we don't care. We'll hold them out. And they really do. Base it on they want their kids to be the popular jock, and I will say I held mine out. His birthday was June 10th, and I held him, and he was one of the older kids in school, and he was on the All Metro soccer team. But that's a whole other story. But we didn't have any idea about that he'd be good in sports. But
Jim,
it make a difference.
And thank you for the story. One of the reasons they are commenting about banning this in some places is because of what he just said, exactly, that it tends to be the wealthier families, and childcare is a huge issue. And I even remember thinking, oh my gosh, that's one, you know, a few dollars more a month in our pocket is going off to kindergarten.
If you're rich, if you and your husband are rich,
you just pay for childcare another
year.
What
do you care? You know?
So a different way to address the issue, according to this article, supporters of redshirting want to make it national policy for all boys. That would make it accessible then to families of all races, ages, types, low income, all of those things, according to the American Institute for Boys and Men. Such a policy might sound far-fetched. The data is not clear that it helps in the long run because children develop at different rates. Crucially, though, kindergarten is usually the first year that parents have free childcare, and without universal pre-K, this would force many parents of boys to pay for another year of private care.
See, I'm of the opinion, quite frankly, you have a cutoff date. Let's say it's, and just for simplicity terms, June 1st to May 31st.
Okay,
that's the class. If you are born on June 1st of the following year, you're in the next class. If you were born on May 30th of this year, you're in this class. There's no, I'm going to hold my son back.
Right.
We're going to redshirt him.
Just make it a hard and fast rule month by month by month.
With a carve out for the kids, there are kids who mature dramatically slower than other kids.
And so you know that at five?
Oh, yeah.
You can pick up on it.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Redshirting has been happening in small numbers for decades. Malcolm Gladwell popularized it in his 2008 book Outliers, noting that professional athletes are often old for their grade. To our last caller's point, mm-hmm. They looked at professional athletes. Did your parents hold you back or did they send you? They were held back.
Well, I'm just thinking about it. Had I been held back a year, I would have been 6'5 as a freshman.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I graduated high school when I was 17 years old.
I probably would not have been cut from the basketball team my freshman year because I'd have been the tallest kid on the court.
913-586-7798. Amy in Overland Park. Hello, Amy.
Hi. I was the youngest in my class of 560 because I moved into the district where my high school was from another city where you had to be five by November 1st, and I was. Mm-hmm. But then when I moved, I became the youngest in my class. I graduated high school at 17. I went off to college at the age of 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody, and I always thought I'd have girls, and I did have a girl. She was born in the middle of school year, no problem. Then I had a boy who was born at the end of the summer, and he was a smart kid, followed the rules, never had any problems with him. He went to preschool, pre-K. About halfway through pre-K, the director called me and said, you're going to have to come pick up your son. I thought, oh, okay, he's sick. Oh, no, he punched another kid in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this kid had been on him all, I knew exactly who it was, but on him all year, and I picked them up and I came home and I told my husband, who also has a birthday in the middle of the year, I said, he's not going to kindergarten next year.
He's not ready. He's not ready.
No, I mean, just that, you know, he was the youngest at home. And I thought, you know, he maybe be better since he's the youngest at home if he was the oldest in school. And it was not because of sports. We lived in a city where, at the time, where sports was king. And it was not because of sports. He was average size. He did go on to be a varsity athlete, but he would have been... He was really good at his sports, and he would have been whether I held him back or not. But, you know, so, yeah, in school, in elementary school especially, he was bored at times. But when he got to high school, it all evened out. It wasn't so easy anymore.
Amy, I'm glad you brought up high school, and thank you for the call. Listen to this. Shrinking that gap early on could also benefit students in adolescence. Girls go through puberty about a year and a half before boys do and tend to develop the executive function skills crucial to school, like time management and self-control, earlier. Quoting here from a middle school teacher of 25 years, Joe Strickland said, I think the main reason for giving more flexibility isn't because of kindergarten, it's because of middle school. He said he thought the policy would be, quote, the smartest thing schools ever did, because girls and boys at that age, quote, are completely different.
We're completely different at 52.
The girls, he says, tend to be focused and interested in school. Many boys, general silliness, horse playing with each other, anything but focus and concentrating on their work.
Well, these are horribly
broad,
sexist almost.
Well, but he taught middle school 25 years.
Doesn't mean he's not sexist.
I've been a man for 54. Well, boy, ain't a man. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
From the text line, Scott, one thing you have not been is a father to a boy. Not for a lifetime anyway. So that is the biggest difference that I think you probably don't have experience with. I have three girls and three boys. Dang, that's a lot of kids. And it's a night and day difference when you talk about developmental levels at the same chronological age.
Not 100% completely across the board, but I will, in general tones, I was much more comfortable sending my girls earlier than the boys.
Let's go to Laura in Liberty. Laura, hello.
Hey. You know, I think you're the thing with a hard and fast rule of this date, they have to go, or this date, they get held back, doesn't always work. Our daughter was born 6 weeks premature, and so she was born in July, but wasn't supposed to be born until the end of August. She was ready socially, but she was not ready academically for kindergarten, so we did hold her back, and she's almost 29 now, so doing well.
So when she graduated high school, how old was she?
I think she was 18.
Okay.
Laura, listen to this.
Going to turn 18?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. One line of research provides a clue as to what exactly is benefiting older children. And here it is. They stand out in a very key but simple to us skill, Scott. Their ability to sit still, concentrate, think before acting, and see tasks through to the end. They studied this in Danish children. And those traits, almost across the board, showed that girls tend to develop those skills earlier. And those are the skills that translate critically to academic success.
Well, I was just about to say, then what do you do about academic boredom? Because I was the youngest in my class.
Yeah.
And as we talk about the emotional maturity, I did not have it in any way, shape, or form. I had rage. I had all of the problems that you can put that we've been talking about.
Well, you still do at 28.
Going in younger. But I was still academically bored because I was gifted, I guess. I don't know.
Does this change your mind, Sam? A study of 400,000 children in every state found that those with birthdays right before the kindergarten cutoff were significantly likelier to be diagnosed with ADHD than those with birthdays just after the cutoff. And in fact, a study of 1 million children in Britain found a similar pattern. So you talk about the overdiagnosis of ADHD. Mm-hmm. And I remember this in kindergarten, somebody saying to me, or first grade, have you had him tested? And I was furious at that question from a teacher. I thought, you have a couple of energetic, very spirited boys in class. That does not mean they have ADHD. That does not mean they need to be medicated.
Is this oldest or youngest?
Oldest.
But if we're going to start holding back boys in general because of emotional maturity, will they bend to allow them to advance on the academic
front?
When I say I was bored, I was bored until I got to AP classes.
From the text line, Scott, do you still tell and laugh at fart jokes? Yes. What does that have anything to do? I mean, I am inherently immature when it comes to those kinds of things. So is every guy, and dare I say, Dana laughs at fart jokes too.
Oh, all the time. But I think if we shift this conversation just a little bit, and not to go all complete medical conspiracy, in Britain and in the United States, those studies all show one thing. The younger the kid, the more likely someone goes, oh, they're ADHD. They just haven't developed the skill set yet, Scott, to concentrate, sit still, handle the task at hand.
I didn't even have that at 17, regardless of the grade I was in, though.
Sure.
Are you suggesting that we promote putting them in earlier so that we can get them on a lifetime medication?
No, I am not. I am suggesting that there is absolutely nothing wrong with my son, and I'm sure others just like him, that just probably weren't socially quite ready to sit there for 8 hours or 5 hours or... You know, they were all half-day kindergarten kind of kids, I'll tell you that.
But what I'm saying is, on that first year, you may be right, but once, let's say you do hold them back a year.
Mm-hmm.
There were times when I was in, I remember seventh grade, Mrs. Brolier's class, and I was disruptive. I thought I was being entertaining, but I was probably being annoying.
Yeah, you're the class clown.
I always have been. I was voted class clown my senior year in high
school. Shocking.
What I'm saying is... It didn't matter if I was 16 or 17. Regarding which kind of, you know, which grade I was in,
yeah,
I was still going to be fidgety and try to make everybody laugh, do stupid stuff, you know, fart and then point at the other guy next to me. That was just who I was.
Yeah.
And that wasn't going to change if I was in ninth grade or 10th grade. It didn't matter what grade I was
in. I had a mom tell me the other day that her daughter, this broke my heart, her daughter brought home a sheet of sentences she had to copy, like in second grade or first grade.
Okay.
And she said, I didn't understand, like, what is this? She goes, I don't know, I just have to do it. So it turns out her child was diagnosed, was very hyperactive, and the school decided, because she couldn't sit still, to take away recess. Of all of the things you could do with a child that cannot focus, why would you take away recess and make them copy down sentences? She moved her out of that school, Scott, she was telling me over the weekend, into a different school. The kid thrived.
Megan in Overland Park. Megan, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm calling about with the perspective of today. I'm sending my 13 and 14-year-old girls off to high school with 18-year-old seniors. So a freshman and a senior can have classes together. And the senior boys prey on these freshman girls. So imagine that now these senior boys are all 19. I have a 19-year-old son. And the maturity level, hormone-wise, between 18 and 19 in him is night and day. It makes me crazy sending these young girls to school with 18 and 19-year-old senior boys.
Yeah. I never thought about it that way. You're absolutely right, Megan.
It's a huge problem.
Okay. I don't know if they have classes together. And Megan, I'm not doubting you. Things have probably changed in the 30-something years that I've been out of high school, but I remember the freshmen had their, because my brother was a freshman when I was a senior at Lansing. The freshmen had their own halls or their own hall, and all of their classes were in the freshman hall. And the seniors were on the other side of the building. I don't ever remember being in a class with a freshman, ever. But maybe things have changed. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your perspective. Let's go to Pam in Shawnee. Pam, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So I have three children, two boys and a girl. My oldest is a boy and my youngest is a boy. My oldest, when he turned 5 on the 4th of July, and, you know, first children, you don't know what the hell you're doing. So what do? We get him tested at the school and they say he is ready to go. Perfect. Ready to go. Send him. He was not ready to go. He was shy. They said to me, called me in, he needed ADHD medicine. That was back when, 40 years ago, when they were trying to medicate anybody and everybody. And I said, well, let's pretend he's got this ADHD. What do? Oh, well, we'll medicate him. And I said, no, we won't. He was age appropriate.
Yeah.
And this is why I knew this child would be perfectly fine as he grew up, is because he negotiated a fee with his younger sister to do his homework. I knew he was fine. Then we move on to the other child, my other son. We started him in school 1 year later because the older one, you know, he was ADHD. You might want to consider that. He was bored to tears. We started him in a preschool through the school district when he was 4 to be a leader with the kids who were in preschool. And he was bored to tears when we started him as a kindergartner at 6. So I just think you need to look at the overall package and not have a specific date and cutoff time.
All right, Pam. Hey, do appreciate the call. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Story here from the New York Post. It's simply magnificent. Growing number of sleep-deprived social media users are turning to magnesium glycinate, dubbed Mag Glycinate by cool people on TikTok, for a smoother ride to dreamland. But it is it truly a natural knockout, or is this just another TikTok trend that you could hit snooze on?
Okay, I have been taking Mag for a year and a half, 2 years now, and never once called it mag.
Okay.
What?
Mag glycinate.
Magnesium glycinate, no, yes.
But the cool kids are calling it mag glycinate.
Okay.
Says here to ask Dana about letter trick.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know about mag. Various things I've tried over the years don't work for me when I can't sleep.
Magnesium glycinate, for those who don't know, is effectively a natural muscle relaxant, and it works wonders.
How is it different than melatonin? Because I've tried that.
Melatonin's in the brain.
Okay.
Magnesium glycinate's in the body.
Okay. So I saw this, I think this was in the New York Times too a couple weeks ago, and I keep forgetting to tell you about it. There is a word game, and they want you to think of, how do I explain this? And a random, emotionally neutral word that has at least 5 letters. It could be anything. Water.
Circus.
Sneeze.
Let's go with water. So you're laying there and you can't sleep. Instead of your mind racing, instead of counting sheep, you start with the letter W. And you think of as many words as you can that start with W. So you're laying there, wedding, walrus, Winnebago.
What the hell?
Yeah, right? Then when you run out of all the words you can think of with that letter, you go to A. A is a little bit harder. When you run out of all of those, you go to T. toothbrush.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You just go right on down the line, E. Then by the time you get to R, your brain is calm. They have to be an emotionally neutral word because you don't want to think of like shooting. And then you're like, oh my God, let's talk about what happened. The show tomorrow in Minnesota. And like it's got to be something that is completely bleh. The word bleh.
Hmm.
So I tried this and laughed out loud because the way my squirrel in the brain works, if I did water, I would go Winnebago. Oh, remember that guy that stole a Winnebago and went on a crime spree? My mind, I don't care what the word is, I will associate it.
So it didn't work for you?
No, with something that brings me back to work.
I think that by doing that quote trick, you're activating your brain.
I agree, because it's making you think of words.
See, when I can't sleep, for whatever reason, normally it's a woman who snores like a bear sitting laying next to me. I think about like this gigantic dark tube, and I lean over the edge of it and fall into it.
What?
That is horrifying.
Have you talked to your therapist about this?
Have you seen The Well?
I have an appointment tomorrow at 10.
The Ring? Where she goes down in there and dies? That's what. Why a tube?
It's just a gigantic, dark, semi-lit tube. And I just envision myself standing up. It's endless. There's no bottom.
Oh, God.
So it's not like I'm going to die. You can't die in your dreams anyway. And I'm standing on the edge of it.
Okay.
And I just lean in and fall face first
okay,
into it.
Okay, tonight when you try that, I want you to envision a toilet instead. And then you're in the water and someone gives you a swirly. And then I'll ruin that game for you for the rest of your life.
See, that's why would I do that?
Why would you envision a tube you're going down? That sounds like someone peeking over the top of a silo and then you fall to your
death.
That's
pretty much it, except there's no bottom to the dark silo of my dreams.
That is a horrible way to fall asleep.
Works. Works for me.
Am I an anomaly that when I'm ready for bed, I go, I lay down in bed, I pull Sam. Up the covers, I lay on my side, I close my eyes, and oh my God, it's morning.
Young lad, you sweet young lad.
Mm-hmm. I hear so many people talk about sleeping problems, and I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I used to be able to sleep anytime, anywhere, for any reason, just like you just said. I could nap like a champ and then still go to bed and knock out with no sleep aid whatsoever. And then I hit about 45 and it just goes bye-bye, like your eyesight. It just does. One day you wake up and you can't remember time that you were able to fall asleep. It's like birding. One day you wake up and you realize you're starting to notice birds. I put water in the bird baths today. And they came and they used it, and I was so excited.
Of course they did. It's hot.
I know.
Hasn't rained in like a week.
It's going to be hot, and you're going to need a bird bath.
I filled that bird bath yesterday, and I came back today, and the water was gone.
You know what the birds were saying?
Thank God she's here.
Hmm.
From the text line, Scott, I do the dark tunnel too.
Works every time.
The dark tunnel? No.
Hmm. It's not a tunnel. It's like a silo with no bottom.
To me, that's restrictive and akin to the horrifying fall to one's death.
Well, but you don't die. There's no bottom, so you can't die. You're constantly falling. There's no death.
All right, if it works for you, I'm happy for you.
Why don't
that
you
sounds
just
awful.
Imagine sleeping?
Right.
Well, and I want to be clear. It most nights I don't have trouble falling asleep. The problem is when I wake up, like at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. You know who you are. And I can't fall back to sleep. So then I turn on the news and I'm just laying there in bed watching the three news channels. And then I start getting involved and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, they caught him? Oh my God. He went to four different houses, not two? And then I get all wrapped up in that and I never go back to sleep.
All right. Here's the limitation of the word game that I just told you. It's called DIY-SDI. I don't know why. You are too tired to conjure up words, but not drowsy enough to fall asleep. That's me. You don't like to think deliberately when you're trying to fall asleep. Also me. You find it difficult to come up with words that start with a given letter despite practice. That's not me. And you find spelling tedious. Would not work for you if those things like are uniquely you.
I like to spell and I'm a good speller.
See, I know what's going to happen. I kind of want you to try it tonight.
It's going to activate my brain, not deactivate.
I think your brain works like mine does. And so it gives this example here in
Don't
one of these articles.
Don't ever insult
articles.
Me like that again.
No, it gives an example of...
That wasn't very nice.
The letter E. If your word is bedtime, the letter E.
Okay, Edward.
So it says, think of the word east. Well, if I did that, then I would start laughing in my mind that I don't know which way that is.
See, I'm the same way.
Then it says eagle. Imagine an eagle flying high. No, my brain would go, I wonder whatever happened to those baby eagles in the nest that we were following.
They flew.
Except for one.
Well, then, one didn't really.
The next one says egg. And then I would think, well, there were three. And then one of the little guys didn't do so well on the egg. And so he died. Also, why are egg prices so high? Like, my brain would just go, boom.
He did do well in the egg. It was when he got out and decided to
go check out the tunnel.
Go see the balcony.
Go check out the tunnel.
I wonder what's down there. Death.
Have you guys tried the grounding
Eternal
technique?
Sleep.
What's grounding?
Where you ground yourself. You think about things that you can smell, things that you can hear, things that you can feel.
Is that where you go fingers? Wrist.
Well, you can do that. So
chin.
You can check in with your body where you actively think about a specific portion of your body, typically either the top of your head or your toes. You start there and then move through your entire body. You will fall asleep eventually.
I'm telling you, Sam.
Or you do the grounding technique where you're placing yourself in the room. I can hear a fan. I can hear, you know, the crickets outside. I can feel the sheets. I can feel the wind blowing on me.
I smelled wind, Sam. Was that you?
If you're in that room, it usually
that
is.
That wind has a distinct odor. Sam, did you fart again?
913.
Why am I in your room while you're sleeping?
Only in her dreams, Sam.
Whoa!
Only in her dreams. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Story here, the FBI, I think we've talked about this a time or two, but it always bears repeating because this is a big deal. The FBI is warning millions of Americans to be wary of an innocuous-seeming text message that is making the rounds and delete it immediately, says the FBI, if you get it. No surprise, it is a scam. Americans have been bombarded with text scams for some time now, but according to Forbes, attacks on iPhone and Android users surge more than 700% this month alone. And the latest one is a doozy, according to the feds. Here's how the scammers trap unsuspecting iPhone users in their web by posing as the DMV from different states. The messages look like they could be legit, telling people that if they don't pay an unpaid toll or fine, they may be subjected to having their driving privileges revoked or even go to jail. The text includes a link and instructs people to reply to the message and then open the link. But officials warn that all of this is just someone trying to steal your personal data and is urging users do not click on the link and delete the text immediately. These texts, if you open the link, it'll put malware on your phone, which then can go in and steal your information from your device or collect your payment information, and then you're screwed.
Are people still clicking on links in texts?
I have no idea. Dan just wrote in, said, we've had two scam texts from MoDOT today already.
Huh. Are you kidding me?
Two in one day. I've gotten some of these, but it's always from Kansas telling me that I've got some unpaid toll, you know, because now they do the KS Drive or Drive KS or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't have the... whatchamacallit.
I finally got an actual bill from them, by the way. Like, an actual bill came in the mail from the Kansas Turnpike, and I'm like, oh, there's an actual bill for $10 over the last several months that we have spent going back and forth from Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
It will not come in as a text.
No, it comes in as a bill. And
by the way, if you get the K-Tag, you can prepay, and you get, like, half off. It's awesome.
That is true. But I don't want the K-Tag sticking up on my windshield all the time. I'd just rather pay the $5 it takes to go to Lawrence or whatever. I mean, can you take that thing off your windshield?
It's a tiny sticker. We'll talk about it off the air.
Yeah, it's
it
not.
It used to be something much bigger.
No, it's just
not
a
as
little
bad
baby
as you
sticker.
Yeah, it used to be that big clunky thing shaped like a computer
it had
mouse.
Big,
not anymore.
Super sticky stuff on the, and you put it. on your windshield, and it and it never comes off.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Never came off.
Never click on a link in a text message. I'm so mad that even if my friends send me a link, I'm like, hey, can you send me that on a social media site so I can get a preview of it? Because I don't know if this is you.
Never click on a link in an email if it's from somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the computers at the office go down.
Here's an idea. Don't click on links.
Period.
Residents in Spain and several other popular destinations in Europe are protesting against mass tourism over the weekend, saying a flood of summer visitors is driving up housing costs in their cities and driving them nuts. Some of the protesters in Barcelona and on the Spanish island of Mallorca sprayed tourists with water guns over the weekend.
Oh.
The protests were part of a coordinated effort by activists concerned with the ills of over-tourism across southern Europe's top destinations. While several thousands rallied in Mallorca in the biggest gathering of the day, hundreds more gathered in other Spanish cities, as well as Venice, Italy, and Lisbon, Portugal.
Now, you may be thinking, but don't you want the tourism dollars? There's another major issue going on there, where investors who have oodles of money are buying up all of the apartments and renting them out for tourists, mm-hmm. so that people who have lived there for their entire life, maybe a family that's been there for generations, can't afford to live there anymore.
Gentrification.
Take Barcelona, for example. They have 1.7 million people in the city. It's smaller than the Kansas City metro.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, they had 15.5 million tourists.
Wow.
Yep. One local resident, a guy named Martinez, he's 42, says his rent has gone up more than 30% as more apartments in his neighborhood are rented to tourists for short-term stays. He said there is a knock-on effect of traditional stores being replaced by businesses catering to tourists like souvenir shops, burger joints, and bubble tea spots, whatever the hell that is.
It's expensive tea that has little beads in it that feel like snot balls. We have some breaking news, and I want Sam to share it, and then we will shift here and talk about it when we get back. It is verified. Sam, go ahead.
This just came across the desk from Fox 4 News. The name of Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver II was found on the manifesto list in the vehicle of the Minnesota shooter.
Oh.
Congressman Cleaver responded, Sam, we will reach out to his office during the break.
Well, that's interesting and not good.
He said his office has been made aware of the situation on Sunday. I am relieved that the suspect has been apprehended. My office is coordinating with local law enforcement to ensure my family, my staff, and I remain safe and secure.
My God.
I will not allow this kind of political violence to prevent me from continuing my work behalf of the Missourians and the 5th Congressional District. My prayers remain with the victims, their families, their loved ones in this difficult
time. I still don't, and we'll update the story because there was a federal news conference and then a state news conference during the body of this show, and we need to just take our breath, read up, catch up, and see, you know, what is the latest with respect to the procedures. As they move forward, this could be a death penalty case. I hope to God it is.
Well, only on the federal level. I don't believe the state of Minnesota has the death penalty on their
books.
Feds do. The feds do, and they pointed that out today. There are at least two of the federal charges that he has been, Belter is his name, that he's been charged with that could carry the death penalty. The federal prosecutors today in Minneapolis were asked, have you made a decision? Or they were just flat out asked, are you seeking the death penalty? And the prosecutor said, we haven't decided yet.
We have also learned that the suspect's wife, when pulled over by 7 or 8 different law enforcement agencies yesterday, had passports, guns.
And 3 of their 5 kids.
Ammunition, 3 of the 5 children, and Sam, $50,000 cash in her car.
By the way, Cleaver, one of 45 names, state and federal elected officials that appeared on that list.
Yeah. The list in his car contained 45 names. I believe another 30 names were found on devices at his home, according to federal prosecutors. What they mean, what those other 30 names mean, they haven't said yet. Were these also potential targets or just names of interest? We don't know. All right, let's get to the news here coming up at the top of the hour. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, I'm Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.